Security agents go open, and graph engineering gets real July 23, 2026. Today's AI news and buzz is about security agents, sandbox risk, agent cost, and why graph engineering is becoming useful in production. Cisco has released two small, open-weight models in its Antares family. They are designed to investigate software repositories and identify where known vulnerabilities may exist. Cisco describes them as security investigators rather than general coding assistants. This specialization matters. Repeatedly scanning a large private repository with a frontier model can be expensive and may require sending sensitive code to an external provider. Smaller open models can run closer to the code, scan frequently, and escalate ambiguous findings to larger models or human experts. Capital One has also open-sourced VulnHunter, an agentic security tool that examines source code from an attacker's perspective. The emerging pattern is a collection of focused security agents, not one universal coding model. The second headline is a warning about coding agent sandboxes. New reporting says trusted host components around sandboxed agents may be vulnerable to escape techniques. If the boundary fails, code can execute with more privilege than the agent was intended to possess. That means teams must inspect the entire execution path, model output, tool protocol, command broker, file system mounts, network policy, credential injection, and host process. A sandbox is one defense layer. Short-lived environments, minimal mounts, network controls, scoped credentials, immutable images, and complete action logs reduce the blast radius. The third issue is cost. An agent can consume tokens, browser sessions, searches, code execution, storage, and third-party APIs for as long as a workflow continues. Parallel branches, retries, and runaway loops multiply the bill. Cost controls, therefore, belong inside the runtime, through per-task budgets, retry ceilings, model routing rules, parallelism limits, and explicit stop conditions. Graph engineering connects these stories. A security system may contain an intake node, a deterministic scanner, a vulnerability investigator, an independent verifier, an ownership router, a remediation loop, and a human approval gate. The graph view makes responsibility visible. Which node may read source code? Which one may execute untrusted inputs? Can the repair agent access production credentials? What evidence is required before a finding is confirmed? Who may approve a fix? Loop engineering still operates inside each node. A vulnerability agent can investigate and revise its hypothesis. A remediation agent can edit, test, and repair. Graph engineering governs the connections between those loops and prevents one compromised node from inheriting every permission. For production systems, edges should be typed contracts. They should define the data schema, caller and receiver identity, permitted data classification, tools and credentials, evidence requirements, budget, timeout, retries, and fallback route. The practical actions are straightforward. Inventory agent identities and permissions. Draw the real execution graph. Separate discovery, verification, and remediation. Put budgets on runs and edges. Require evidence for lifecycle changes. Test the entire harness for sandbox escape, credential theft, repository prompt injection, network bypass, and evidence tampering. The winning architecture will not be the graph with the most agents. It will be the smallest graph that separates authority, preserves evidence, contains failure, and makes cost visible.